Podcast Network Asia.
Sometimes we think adulting is like being rebellious against our parents. You're like, kipay, like I just want to do things on my own. Ganya, diba?
Welcome to another episode of Misconceptions. You know, we are taking a break today from career talks and we're just going to focus more on the adulting topics and what speaks of adulting louder than, you know, moving out. In fact, it might be the ultimate litmus test of your adulting life. So we're just about to discuss, you know, the pros and cons, considerations, and hopefully by the end of this episode, you are more equipped with more knowledge about what to prepare for when moving out and what other things you need to consider. So today I am actually joined by Nick Madrinyan. She is a money mindset coach and also she has her own YouTube channel called That's So Nick. She loves talking about money mindset, solo living, and adulting like a boss. So welcome, Nick. Thank you so much for being here today.
Hi, Mish. I'm so honored to be here and like nerd about adulting because I love that. Yeah.
Yeah. So our topic today is basically, you know, moving out because I know we've been discussing online and it's something that you've been doing in the past, right? Solo living. So what made you decide to move out before? And is it by necessity or was it by a personal choice? Or how did you know it was time for you to move out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. I mean, I love talking about it because it's something that Filipinos don't even think is an option because they only think about, I'll only leave my parents' house when I'm going to get married.
Correct.
But what if I just want to move out because I just want to feel independent. I want to feel like I'm making my own decisions because of my own dreams, my own goals, not what my parents are telling me to follow a certain path. So for me, I've just always been, actually the ironic thing is before I was kind of the burara kind of person. It's ironic where I am now, right? But I think when I started just living with my sister at first, that's how I started like being away from my parents, being away from my family's house. And then I realized, like, ang burara ako talaga kasi my sister was so annoyed at me. Like, she's like, when are you gonna grow up? When are you gonna, like, think about other people? Things like that. So, I realized that when my sister left and I was the only one left in the condo, and I had to be the one and take care of everything. I had to fix up the condo, things like that. I kind of had to get my life together. I was like, I really have to think about not just, because I was so focused on school before, I was so focused on puro overtime, so work. So I said, like, if I want to have like a holistic life and I want to like take care of my health, take care of my mental health, then I need to also take care of my surroundings. And so that's how I kind of matured. Like my parents said na, alam mo kung hindi ka naging mag-isa, maybe hindi ka tumino ng how you are now. And I think it's kind of like both answer your question. It's kind of like, oh yeah, number one, I was forced, quote unquote, into it because if I wanted to have that freedom, right, then I had to maintain the condo and I had to pay for the day-to-day, month-to-month expenses. But second, I knew that I want the freedom to make my own choices. And right now, I'm happy that I've taken accountability for both my lows and also my highs. But ultimately, living on my own, moving out on my own, really just pushed me to be more independent and be more accountable. Because ultimately, diba, that's what adulting is about. So that's the long answer to your short question.
No, yeah. It's fine. So you've been living alone for 3 to 4 years now, tama ba?
I think more or less, yeah.
How is it like just living alone?
Well, for me, I think I've gotten used to it na, like, maybe just to give some contrast, when it was the peak of the pandemic last year, I had to be with my parents because, you know, we had no idea. Like, it's the first time ever that we're going through this. We don't know what's going to happen. We feel like it's a zombie apocalypse or something, right? So I had to, like, go home and just be with my parents and also comfort them, right? And if they needed me, I was there. So at first, it was like, oh, fun. Like, I'm with, you know, spending time with their parents, which I like naman, we do. But what happened was when parang several months in, it was kind of like we were getting like sick of each other. We were getting annoyed at each other because the last time I was there in my parents' house, I was a student. So of course, you'd expect parents are going to be parents. They're going to tell you like, close the lights, throw the trash, wash the dishes when they want to, right? But since I've been used to living alone, I am used to like moving around on my own. So I think the whole living alone situation, it's kind of like, you just like na you're doing things at your own pace. So like when I moved back to my parents' house, it was kind of like a...
You'll have to live by under their rules because you live in their house.
Exactly. Yeah. But the thing is, you know, free food, right? Ganyan. So when I went back to the condo, it's like, okay, I have to like cook my own food again and things like that. So it's really like, you know, you have to sacrifice some things, but ultimately at the end of the day, living on my own is much better for me and my parents because we see each other like once a week. And that's enough, you know, quality time that we need para we don't get into each other's nerves. because it's different when you're an adult na eh. I mean, you have your own opinions, right? You have your own insights about life. So things happen. But yeah, in terms of like living on my own, I thought I was like a super extroverted person. Like I really wanted to be around people. And then I think when you get older, you just like having more time for yourself because you just learn more about yourself. And you also get to figure things out better when you're on your own.
Yeah. Actually, like when you said, na parang you provided a contrast of how it is when you live alone and when you go back to living with your parents. Now you have two things to compare, right? And now you know the good side and the bad side. And later we'll discuss more about the pros and cons. But specifically on the expenses that comes along when you move out of your parents' house. I think that's the very first, you know, consideration of people who are planning to move out. I think the first question would be, can I afford it? Diba? Mm. That's a very big responsibility kasi when you move out, akala mo mabilis lang eh. But in reality, once you move out, there are a lot of expenses that you need to consider now that you're not at your parents' house. Diba?
True, true.
What do you think about that?
Yeah, expenses. I actually like created a video on my YouTube channel wherein I said there, watch this video before you move out on your own. Because like, I feel if someone just, it's like not talked about, right? Like you think about, oh yeah, rent is obvious, things like that. But then there's just so much things along the way. Like, you know, I mean, random stuff, like when your bidet gets broken, you know, it's like we're so used to having a bidet. And it's like when it's broken, you're like, oh my gosh. Hassle. Yung mga maliliit na bagay na ganun. Or like, ano ba? Like
cleaning the bathroom.
Yeah, exactly.
We're already talking about bidet, right?
True. Like
cleaning the bathroom and all those little things.
Especially if when you're like a student, you're so used to waking up in the morning and you know that there's food there or you know that your toilet is clean. But now on weekends, I have to make time to clean, right? And in terms of expenses, I've gotten used to that. You know, the moment I get my salary, that's the first thing that I pay off. And that it's not something that I feel na parang kawalan because I know that the expenses you pay for is the convenience that you want. Eh. So in terms of that, like there's just beyond the rent, beyond the association dues, there are maintenance costs that you pay for along the way that you need to be prepared for contingency. That's why, like I mentioned to you, having an emergency fund, like is super important. So that when things like that na may times that my TV got broken randomly, yung mga gano'n na parang nananahimik lang ako dito, gusto ko lang mag-Netflix, tapos biglang nagpapak yung TV, yung mga gano'n. So it's ultimately like living on your own is also being responsible.
Taking ownership also.
Yes, correct. Yeah. Of your finances because you can't be like, Mom, Dad, can I borrow money? And you know, it defeats the purpose, right?
Correct, yeah. I mean, when you want that independence, there are a lot of other things that comes with it, right? Utility bills, for one. I mean, you're so used to living at home where your parents pay for Meralco, Maynilad, or Manila Water. But the moment you move out, that's obviously under you na. Ikaw dapat magiging conscious about it. When you're at home, you just use whatever electricity, whatever water that you use kasi you're not worrying about those. But when you live alone, you start thinking, wait lang, magastos sa kuryente or magastos sa tubig.
Correct.
All those things that you used to not consider before, bigla-bigla mo na siyang maiisip. Condo dues, you mentioned, right? Association dues. Those are not like available when you... Or at least if you live in a condo with your parents, sila bahala dun. Hindi ka nag-worry about it. Now, you also have to worry about it. And not to mention like what you said, chores. You're so used to having breakfast prepared for you, lunch and dinner. Sometimes people like, parang
take it for granted. Yeah.
Yes, and take it for granted actually. Na, basta may pagkain na dyan, tatawagin ka na lang para kumain. But in reality, if you're living alone, you have to plan your meals, you have to prepare your meals. And if you don't want to do those things and you want to eat out, then that's very expensive as well, diba?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, everything that you said, it's like super spot on because I have so many like scenarios in my head where, yeah, you're just thrown into it. Like for example, you're talking about electricity. Sobrang init ngayon, diba? But every time I open my aircon, it's like, oh my gosh, kaya ko ba ito babayar? Medyo ilang beses na ako nagbukas ng aircon. I swear, last month was like my highest electricity bill. Sabi ko, anong nangyari dito? Okay, kailangan ko na ito magpatay ng ilaw. Ayoko na magbukas ng aircon. Yung parang kahit init na init ka na, but like, you have to make some sacrifices along the way, right? If you have some like money goals that you wanna hit, or like when it comes to food also, like what you mentioned, that's so true because before, yeah, I'm also guilty, of taking things for granted when you're at home because remember, babaunan ka or like pag lunch mo tatawagin ka na lang paminsan, makulit ka pa, you don't want to eat yet. But like last week, it was so funny because I said I don't want to spend on Foodpanda because I'm trying to save more pa. So I said I only will spend Foodpanda on weekends, specifically on Saturdays. So every single day, I need to make do with whatever food I have. So like the other day, like on a Friday, I was like, okay, I really don't have any food anymore, but I feel like I can do something. I can do a creation here. So it's so funny because I had like tortang talong, I had an omelette, and I had like longganisa, and I had soup. So, believe it or not, I was able to make something out of it. Nabusog naman ako. Nasarapan naman ako sa ginawa ko. So, yun. So, those are things like that na parang you just become resourceful kasi or else when you're at home, right, you don't really have to make these kinds of like, you don't have to be this resourceful. But then, at the end of the day, parang that's what makes it fun sometimes when you're on your own.
Yeah. You discover a lot of things about yourself. You learn a lot of those little things, I guess. Even right now, parang when you see like homebodies as a group, I'm not sure if you're a part of it. Sobrang daming tips na mga tao, di ba? When people just ask about it and people just comment about it. And it's also fun. I mean, personally, when I did try to live away for a while, it was fun to decorate your own space, you know, shopping for certain items you think you need. Pero ang mamahal pala nila. I mean, I didn't realize until I was the one buying it for myself. Kasi, again, taking things for granted at home. You see yung mga drawer, yung mga patungan, yung mga kung ano-nong pangbahay na nakikita natin na parang wala lang. But when it's your time to buy those things, they're freaking expensive.
True, true. Especially diba? Like, if you're just starting, right? And you're super particular with every expense. You're like, I could just use this to travel or, you know, go on a date or something. But yeah, I mean, those are part of I wouldn't say sacrifices eh. Because I feel like at first it might feel like a sacrifice. You're like, should I be spending for this? Should I be spending on a 14,000 couch? Or should I be buying the shelf or this home decor? Things like that. But ultimately, that's what makes it fun. So for me, it's just reframing it differently that, okay, medyo magasto siya. But at the end of the day, like, when you do have your own family eventually, or, you know,
you've experienced it.
Yes, exactly. You're not like, oh my gosh, parang this is what happened. Diba?
Correct. And before kasi you move out, parang sometimes we think, parang yabang natin, oh, chores, kaya naman natin yan. Kaya naman natin magluto para sa sarili natin. Kaya natin maglaba. Kaya natin gawing lahat yan, maglinis before we move out or when we try to talk to our parents. But when you're actually there, and you imagine doing it every day, or for sure, you can time it, you can schedule it. But it's still something you do regularly. It's not a temporary thing. Iba talaga siya eh. It's a different kind of discipline.
Exactly. Like, for me personally, like, as mentioned, sabi ko, buraranga ako dati, diba? As in, my parents would just, you know, scold me before when I was a student. So, for me personally, I wouldn't say I'm as clean as my mom up to this day. And she would agree if she's, you know, listening to this. But for me personally, what worked, like, in terms of, like, chores is making it your version of fun. Okay, like I know like it's kind of weird to say like chores can be fun, but for me, like for instance, like pagwawales, I hate pagwawales. Okay, because it's just, this is something about our hair, like lalo na tayo mga babae, hindi siya nadadakot ng walis. Okay, that's the thing. So like I like using vacuum. And then when I use a vacuum and then I play some songs while I'm vacuuming, like it makes it fun. Like I feel like I'm cleansing my place and at the same time I'm having fun. I'm listening to music. Or like when I'm mopping the floors, I found this super nice self-washing mop on True Value. It's so funny, okay? But I'm like nerding about this. But yeah, I mean, you kind of have to experiment what makes it fun for you and not a drag, or else you're not gonna be enjoying the process and you're gonna be like, okay, I give up. I don't wanna sign up for this anymore, diba?
Yeah. Totoo yan. I mean, a lot of things I discover, mga gamit pang bahay, yun yung time na natutuwa ka na on all those, ano eh, all those things that you need at home. Diba, may mga hashtag tita, diba? Or yung mga ganun, diba, adulting. Talagang, dati wala ka namang pakialam sa mga ganung bagay. But when you start living on your by yourself, and then you see all these, like I said, mop, vacuum na parang very useful, you start nerding about it. And you really want to buy it talaga and use it talaga. I mean, it's a different experience. And especially for people who are so sheltered. Like personally, ako, I was super sheltered before. Like going out and living away, may realize mo talaga na parang, wow, there are so many things that I really need to be mindful of. And to the point na I am more appreciative also of my parents and what they do for us also. Kasi dun mo makikita kung ano yung mga maliliit na bagay talaga na hindi mo napapansin. Pero pag hindi nila ginawa, you won't feel life as to be as blissful as it is.
That's diba? True. And I think there's just so many things that I tell my parents, like, okay, I get it now why you were telling me this. I get it now why you got mad at me when I was a kid and I was doing this. Or like, yung mga ganung bagay na, I guess, you know, it just comes with time, diba? And I think what matters is both us and our parents, we become patient with each other on every, you know, phase of our adulting journey. I mean, I'm grateful that my parents are supportive and that, you know, if I ask my dad, "Dad, my toilet is leaking. Do you have any idea why this could be, why this is happening?" Yung mga ganun, like, yeah. I still like ask for their advice, right? Or like when my mom drops by and like just surprises me and gives me like baked mac because she knows I like it. Yung mga ganun bagay na you appreciate more rather than before, like it's always there. They're always there because they're your parents. But when you get old, it's a whole different dynamic that you become more appreciative. And I think that's also what adulting is about. Like you become more appreciative of the people around you who really take care of you, diba? Kasi syempre, when you're a young teenager ka, all you focus on are your friends, diba? Or like, you know, maybe having dates and things like that. But for me personally, like I've grown to have a different appreciation for my parents. And I mean, both of us, both ends, like we've gotten closer also because of that. So I think that's another side of adulting that we forget. That sometimes we think adulting is like being rebellious against our parents. You're like, kipay, like I just want to do things on my own, ganyan, diba? But I think there's also a different kind of parang maturity that you go through when you realize that it's not about just what you want, but also just making sure that the people who are there for you, or you also want to take care of them. Like I do treat my parents once in a while, even if they don't, you know, they don't require me to help them with anything. But it makes me feel like, you know, we like just treating them feels good. Na parang I can do it, so why not? And they do appreciate the coffee here and there, the lunch here and there, diba? So, yeah, I mean, I also like it what you mentioned na, you know, parang with your parents also, diba? Parang we think that, you know, like, I mean, at some level, like, I was sheltered in a way because, syempre, pag bata ka, protective ang parents, especially if you're a girl, diba? Parang, di mo pwedeng gawin yan, di ka pwede lumabas, ganyan. But when you get older, you're like, okay, fine, I get it. I feel like pag nagkaanak ako, baka mas strict pa ako. Parang ganun. Yeah.
I like what you mentioned that your mom brought you food and you were so happy. Yeah. Really, alam mo yung those little things, matutuwa ka talaga. Or yung uuwi ka ng weekends, tapos pagbalik mo ng Monday, ang dami mong dalang gamit at pagkain from your parents' house. If you still go home from the weekend. Because sometimes when you cook for yourself, and pag mag-isa ka kasi, ang hirap kapag magluluto ka ng isang pagkain lang. Kasi usually, marami eh, sobra siya. So you'll end up eating the same food for the next 2 days. Diba?
Ako one week pa pare-parehas.
Just because it's easier that way and it's so hard to cook for one also. Before we proceed with our conversation, let's take a quick break and hear from our fellow podcasters from Podcast Network Asia.
Hey, Joe and Rika here. Are you enjoying this episode? Hope you can also check out our podcast where we talk about a bunch of stuff that we're currently into, our topic of the day, and we can also answer questions from you. Anything goes.
Anything Goes with Joe and Rika is available wherever you listen to podcasts, powered by Podcast Network Asia. Check us out after listening to this one.
We've obviously talked about a lot of, you know, considerations and experiences throughout those times that you were living away from your parents. But I think one consideration that people should have before they move out is to ask themselves why, diba? Why are they moving out? Is it because they want to live independently and find themselves or figure out things on their own? Or do they just want to get out of the house because they're not, parang, I guess they're not okay with their parents? Or is it because out of necessity, because it's closer to their office and the commute is really bad? So, diba, it's not really easy to be away from the comforts of our home. We've already discussed it earlier, diba? And especially for those who are very sheltered, it's really a very big decision. So I think knowing your why also is very important. Na hindi lang yan tantrums decision for you.
I agree. Like, because pagka it's gonna be an emotional decision with anything in life, not just moving out, you're gonna regret some point of it because you're not in your thinking mind na parang in anything. Like, even for me, with when I decided to move out on my own, like, I looked at the pros and cons talaga. Like, I wasn't just like, oh, just so I can go out whenever I want, I can go home late anytime I want, because again, I was sheltered, so, you know, that feeling of freedom na you can go out whenever, ganyan. So I totally get that. But yun, again, parang I remember when I was like going through difficulties with, you know, like, I have to pay the bills. Like, I can just be like, when having a hard time with my job, I can just be like, bye, I quit. Yeah, you can't be like that, right? Because you can just be like, okay, I quit, I'm gonna go back to my parents' house, I don't wanna pay for stuff anymore. Like, it's not gonna be that kind of decision that you say yes now and then next week you're like, I don't wanna do it anymore. So, like, in terms of your why, like, yeah, that's super true. Like, every time I'm having a hard time, it's like, I'm thinking about the long term, right? Like, why I'm having this, I'm going through both the good and the bad, because I know that it's gonna make me wiser, it's gonna make me stronger to where I wanna be. So, like, even with me working for the past 6 years and then now deciding to start a business, right? I'm going to a different route. Even when I decided to quit my full-time job, I said, I made a super intense pros and cons, like, what if this happens? What if this doesn't happen? Things like that. I also had
What were those pros and cons that you considered?
For moving out or like quitting?
For moving out.
Moving out. Okay. Well, definitely like the expenses, right? Because it's a lot. Like when my boyfriend and I, we were just talking about like expenses, things like that. And then he's like, why don't you just like reduce your expenses more so that you can like, you know, because we were talking about like, I wanted to save up for this, ganyan. I was like, yeah. But the thing is, I can't. Like, I can't reduce it. That's what it is. Like, month on month, that's what I need to pay for. You know, I can't do without it. Dami kong natipid nung ano, quarantine while I was living in my parents' house. I could have just been like, I can just stay here, right? I'm comfortable. Yeah. It's so tempting. So, like, in terms of the expenses, you really have to be ready for it. I actually created, like, a condo, cost of condo living guide, which is for free. Like, anyone can download it. I share it in my YouTube channel also, because for that reason that you mentioned, like, people are gonna be curious, like, what are the expenses that you need to be ready for? It's not just rent, it's not just your Wi-Fi, diba? Things, a lot of unexpected things could happen. So you need to be ready to be like, okay, I don't want to go out because matitipid ako, ganyan. And the thing is, I've been like a natural kuripot all my life. But so it wasn't like that difficult for me. So, but yeah, like, you really have to strike that balance of enjoying your freedom, right? But at the same time, not neglecting your responsibilities of paying the bills, because that's how you survive. But also like putting aside savings, right? For the future goals that you have.
Yeah, alam mo, expenses talaga is one of the biggest cons. Eh. Kasi like what you said, it's not just rent, it's also utilities, condo dues.
There's just random stuff like maintenance. Like sometimes when I nagbara yung sink ko, kailangan ko paayos. Yung mga ganun.
Or emergency fund nga eh. Diba? Yeah. Tapos you also have all those food that you need to take care of.
Correct.
Before you don't have to worry about those things. So expenses is definitely a big con. And I think one con also is, you know, especially when you're living alone, kapag nagkakasakit ka or kapag may problema ka, you can't easily just go to the other room and talk to your parents or talk to your sibling. You're alone. So, I mean, there's FaceTime, there's Messenger, you can video chat, but it's still different than, you know, actually talking to someone.
Correct.
Basically.
Correct. Like, whenever you share these scenarios, I like super, I have like so many stuff in my head. Like, I have so many stories, right? Like, also, like, whenever I get sick, like, I'm thankful, like, I do have a close relationship with my parents that I usually just ask them like, oh, I'm feeling this way. Do you have any idea like what medicine I should take? Ganyan. Pero because there was a time that I had super, super bad rashes. Like, namamantala ko everywhere for no reason. And I had to buy medicine one way or another because I feel like I was going through it. And the thing is like, my parents wasn't there. It was late at night. So the good thing, the good and the bad thing is no one is going to buy medicine for you, right? The good thing is being in a condo, you have like security guards, you have maintenance people here, personnel who are thankfully like in my condo, they're super nice. So like there was a time that I think the security noticed that I was like in bad shape. And then he offered me like, ma'am, I asked like, saan yung mercury drug? I need to buy medicine. Sabi, tapos napansin niya parang, masama yung itsura ko. Sabi niya, ma'am, gusto mo, I'll just help buy for you na lang. Kasi parang he noticed na parang mukhang di ko kakakayanin umabot doon kasi medyo malayo siya. Parang kailangan mo mag-motor or something. So, yun, I mean, I was thankful like at that time that, you know, the security guard was able to help me, but at the same time, I could have, you know, had the option na parang magbumumok na lang ako sa bahay hanggat sa sagipin ako ng magulang ko the next day, diba? So, I mean, they're just those decisions na parang you feel sad about, you feel alone, but ultimately, after that, you're like, you know what to do next. Pag nagkasakit ka ulit, alam mo na. Yung mga ganon.
Yeah. And on the pro side, we've talked about independence. Obviously, no one's gonna mind you when you're alone, diba? There's no one who's gonna tell you to turn off the lights, to sleep early, to do these things, do chores. It's really your own time. Independence is obviously the very big pro in this whole moving out. Any other pros that you could share that you realized along the way when you started living alone?
Pros, I would say, okay, this might seem like counterintuitive, but I think because I started living on my own, I started to manage my finances better. You know, like sometimes kasi when you're living with your parents, right, gastos ka lang dyan. Kasi like, adami mong extra money eh. Kasi you don't have to pay for utilities, things like that we mentioned. So for me, it was a pro for me that I became extra, extra mindful of like, okay, if I'm gonna put this aside for my expenses, kung ito yung matitira, then how do I segregate that for what I want? And, you know, for my investments, for my insurance, things like that. So for me, that's something that sometimes you only realize when you're in it na. Kasi parang, you know, we grow up and be like, you need to save for your future. You need to take care of your finances. But it's so different when you're in it na eh, versus pag hindi. Kasi pag hindi, you don't have that appreciation of like, oh, if I don't pay for this, then, you know, I mean, some things are not gonna work on its own anymore, right? So for me, that's a huge pro. And because of that, I feel like, you know, as mentioned earlier, I can make better decisions, also life decisions. Like I can switch to a different career. I can start a business because I was able to save up for an emergency fund so that I can make that decision for me and don't feel like, oh, I can't make my decision because I don't have the budget. I don't have the contingency to do it. And I think when you're an adult, it seems so parang masaklap for us na we think we're an adult, we're earning our own money, but for some reason we still can't make some decisions that will make us feel happier, make us feel fulfilled, diba? Which is ironic because kala mo parang you can just be happier and live on your own, live on your own terms, and yet you don't. That was just the most ironic thing ever. But so what I realized is that doesn't happen like overnight. It's kind of like a realization that, okay, if I want to make that happen for me, then I need to save up. I need to be more mindful of how I spend my money and, you know, how I see myself with my goals and ano yung mga katumbas na gastos doon. Kasi hindi siya free. Freedom is not free. As yes. tacky as that sounds, diba? Pero yes. yeah, for me, like that's the huge pro. Syempre, the other pros are very obvious, like, you know, freedom to go out, things like that. Pero sa simula lang yun eh. Sa simula lang yun. Uh-oh. Marirealize mo magastos pala.
Totoo yun. Parang when I first, very sheltered, but when I first started living away, because it's just closer to my work, that's when I realized na parang, oh, saya pala to, no? I can like manage my own time. But after a while, parang, yeah, sa start lang yun. If anything, apart from being magastos, parang nakakasawa din siya. And I think one thing that I really appreciate, one pro for me, would be find the me time. Siguro kasi that's also one thing na, it could go both ways eh. Na parang your me time kasi you can do things at your own time. You could also reflect at your own time because you're just alone. Parang you don't have to worry about anything else. But on the flip side also, sometimes it gets lonely din pag mag-isa ka. Do you feel lonely living alone?
Actually, I get that question a lot. Even like with like personal friends, things like that. Yeah. And I think maybe at the start, because you're so used to being with people, right? Sa bahay, like there's always people around you. So at the start, maybe, but I think the feeling of loneliness is overpowered by the perk of freedom, of like just doing things at your own pace, doing things on your own. So
you don't like to have a roommate? Or you've never considered having a roommate?
Okay. My sister was my roommate before. So, so funny because, she knows this. So, before I was living with her, I was still a student. And so, she was carrying all the expenses. So, she would be annoyed at me for certain things because, syempre, she's paying for everything. And then, burada ako, or like, I take things for granted. And so, when I started working na, I come to appreciate it more, right? Like, okay.
Yeah.
Money is hard, you know. So when she eventually left because she had to move to a different place, I was not sad, but I was happy. I was like, finally, I can be on my own. I can take care of things on my own. So although I miss her because I'm very close with my sister also, when you're on your own, there's, as you mentioned, like you just do reflections differently. Kasi parang you don't rely on someone else to like comfort you, which is not bad naman. Syempre, you can call on some people to help you, but then for me, you find the greatest maturity and strength when you can deal things on your own, and then you're like, oh damn, like I did that, I overcame that, you know. So yeah, I mean, I think loneliness, of course, like being homesick, it's like hindi mo siya maiiwasan, it would happen, but like again, like you have to go back to like what's your why ba. Like, why are you here? Why are you spending your time here? What's your long-term goal? And ultimately, that's what's gonna make it worth it.
True. Ako, I have experienced having roommates kasi. So, ako naman baliktad. I've experienced a certain period of time that I was living alone also. But I've also had roommates. And it's actually not different then. Kasi you're living with someone who isn't your family. So you will learn different things also. Different, parang you would know how to adjust to each other and just being able to split everything, good or bad. Good meaning you split expenses. Obviously, you don't pay the utility bills and all the expenses we've shared earlier alone, diba? Kasi may kahati ka. But at the same time, you also split certain responsibilities, diba? Which actually, if you think about it, it's not so bad. You can alternate doing a cleaning schedule of the condo, diba? So, I think it's also one good, parang for those who are planning to move out or live away from their parents. If you think you're the kind of person who could get along with other people, I think it's also one thing you could consider if you want to lessen the bills, lessen the expenses, and just, you know, take some burden away also from yourself. But yun nga, if you do choose that option, then the whole doing everything on your own is already out of the picture. I mean, it's still there, but at least there's still someone else who's still helping you, diba? It's also a different experience.
That's true. I mean, but, like what you mentioned, like having roommates. I mean, I had my sister as a roommate for like 2 years or when I was in college or something or more. And yeah, like for me, I kind of learned that I was selfish, you know, like I only cared about my space. I only cared about what I wanted, right? And like as you mentioned, like sometimes pagka teenager tayo, pagka, you know, pagka we're going through like maturity, you kind of have to realize that sometimes you suck, you know, that you suck at things. And then after that, you learn. Like, I think what you mentioned, like having roommates, it makes you realize that, kunyari, maybe your roommate would call out that maybe you don't wash the dishes right away, or maybe you don't close the shower curtain after you take a bath. Like, things like that that will only be pointed out if you go through it yourself. And then if you have these people that you trust, that you know that if they tell you, then it's something that is constructive that you need to work on, then perfect. Yeah, so for me, I learned it differently. My family is kind of a tough love situation. That's why I'm also as tough as I am. But yeah, I think you kind of have to swallow the things that you are terrible at as you adult. Right. But then I guess that's part of the journey.
Correct. You have to really be flexible and open about things. Kasi minsan iniisip mo whatever things that you've grown, parang anything na kinalakihan mo, yun na yun eh. Parang ito ako eh, di ba? But actually, you realize na there are better ways to do things. Maybe you learn it from other people. Maybe you learn it from your family. You learn it from your roommates. You never know. And it's really one thing you figure out along the way when once you do start living away from your parents, di ba? But I think the other thing that, well, I also want to talk about is guilt. Kasi I think it's a very Filipino mindset din. Or even Philchai, actually. Kasi sa ibang bansa, sobrang common naman to move out eh. Parang actually, mas weird pa nga for them if you're 18 or you're older. Tapos hindi sa bahay ka pa ng parents mo, di ba? Dito hindi. Like what you said earlier, the expectation is almost always that you can only move out if you're gonna get married. Di ba? So hindi common, baliktad. And once you decide na parang, hey, I want to move out and figure things out on my own. But I'm not sure with from your circle of friends or from your experience. Pero for me, it was a tough conversation. If anything, I don't even think I was gonna be allowed to, if not for the necessity of it. Eh. Parang it's almost impossible for you to have that conversation without having an argument or a debate. Na why do you need to move out? Ayaw mo na ba dito? Is it because gagastos ka pa ng mas marami pag lumabas ka? Meron pa rin naman dito, 'di ba? And then you have that guilt also na parang if I move out, parang I'm leaving my parents also. Parang there's that guilt. What do you think about it?
I think there is that guilt in a way that it depends on your family situation. Like I can't say from my own because like some people that I know people who are like it's just their mom na lang. Diba? And then if they leave, they're gonna leave their mom behind. And then who's gonna take care of their mom when they're sick or, you know, things like that. Or like, let's say, you know, maybe the dad isn't the greatest person and you don't want to leave your mom there. So, I mean, there's so many like situations that I cannot speak for. So, ultimately, like, at the end of the day, you do what's best for you. Like, I know like that sounds selfish right now, but when else are you going to make your own decisions, right? Because I've seen people who are like 40 and they can't leave because their mom is like attached to them. You know, mga ganon na at the end of the day, you have to strike a balance of doing what you want, but also, if possible, have that conversation with your parents or yun, because it's very tricky. Like as I mentioned, there's just so many like scenarios, right? And thankfully for me, like I don't have that situation. But in terms of maybe like just to give some context with my parents, tatlo kami magkakapatid, my brother and my sister, they're both working abroad. So it's just me. So technically, sometimes my mom would get tampo, like parang, ikaw na lang naman nandito, ganyan, ganyan. So, but then again, parang I planted seeds kasi with them along the way. They understand that why I'm doing this. Hindi yung parang biglang the next day, like, bye, like, I don't want you anymore, diba? Yung ganun. So I think if you have that kind of relationship with your parents, you have to like slowly plant seeds there so that when it does happen, they're not gonna be like, oh, is it because you don't want to be around us anymore? It's not that. Like, they just need to understand that you're doing it for your own growth, for your own freedom for you to figure out what you really want out of life. And then like with my parents also, like another thing that we do is we see each other once a week. And it's really like quality time spent. Hindi yung parang once a month tapos all we do is like be on our phones. Like I'm super against that, by the way. But like, you know how families are, and I see them in restaurants and they're just on their phones. It's like, what's the point of being with your family if you're not spending time together? So I feel like it's not about you leaving your parents behind, but it's also making the conscious effort of how else are you going to stay in touch with them along the way para maramdaman nila na you're still a unit and you still care for them. And at the same time, they also will support you as much as they can in your own journey at your own pace, or else you're never gonna grow up in a way that you want to, in a way that will fulfill you. I personally think I'd be a completely different person if I'm not living on my own. Because bunso ako, by the way. Bunso ako. So you know how that is. Pag bunso ka, like, ako yung super pinrotektahan, super strict na anak. But, yun. But at the end of the day, like, I have to make my own decisions if I want to find my own path, find my own way. Which is, again, part of the whole adulting journey.
No, those are really good advice. Like, agree. I mean, it's so hard to have that conversation. If not, iba pa nga baka ayaw nila pag-usapan because it's just going to be a tough conversation. But it's a conversation that you need to have if you're very clear with your why. If you know why you're moving out and you feel like that's what you really need, I think it's something you need to have a conversation with your parents, make them understand, hear them out also. Baka naman kasi there are things that you haven't considered from or you haven't seen from their side. It boils down to that conversation, a mature conversation that you have with them. Because if you're not mature enough to have that conversation with them, then almost sure you're not mature enough to move out on your to move out or to live on your own, diba? I think final tips na lang siguro for those who are considering to move out. Anything that you want them to know or any final tips that you have.
Any final tips? There's just so many going in my head. So let me like think about the most important one. I think the most important thing that you have to consider, again, we'll just boil down to the practicality of things, is just you're ready. You're ready financially. And that statement in itself would vary per person, right? It depends on your situation, where you wanna live, your current expenses, if you're helping out your parents, diba? Para ang daming
lifestyle also.
Correct, the lifestyle also. So there's just a lot of things that you're gonna compromise on, maybe sacrifice. If you're gonna jump into it, I'm just like I have this subscriber of mine, which it actually brought tears in my eyes when she messaged me this, that she's like, she wasn't happy in her current home situation. She was drained mentally, like physically, like she was not in it, you know, with her family. And so I became emotional because she said, like, with the content I was sharing on my YouTube channel, she shared that it really helped her figure out how to build her emergency fund, how to have the right mindset, how to make sure that she's doing it for the right reasons. And it really goes hand in hand, like what you said. It's just not having the why, but also the practicality side of things. Baka medyo kailangan mo muna lunokin yung sitwasyon mo para sigurado kang may pera ka to make it happen. Because mas mahirap lunokin yung pride kapag naubusan ka ng pera at babalik ka sa magulang mo, di ba? And so it's really that balance that you need to... I wouldn't say you would be fully ready kasi baka fully ready ka na, baka 40 ka na. Di ba? So you have to...
I guess ready enough, but not really ready.
Hindi yung
yo-yo. Kasi you will never know.
Yeah, so...
Basta may conscious decision and parang you got to that decision by thinking about all the things you need to consider. Hindi yung rash, parang rash decision lang siya.
Correct. Like, if it's a rash decision, then balik ka lang sa high school, balik ka lang sa college nung tapakas ka para pumarty. Mga ganun, diba? So for me, that's why, like, with what I advocate, it's really not just about budgeting. It's about the money, the practicality, but also having the mindset two and two together. That is your mind at the right stage in life to be there. And then number two is like, are you making sure that you are managing your finances in such a way that you'd be ready to make those sacrifices, make those compromises, because you can't escape them. So for me, ultimately, that's why for me, like ultimately, if you are building that emergency fund for you, it's kind of also your freedom fund. That's why I sometimes like to call it. Your emergency fund doesn't have to be like, pag naka-pandemic ulit, doon mo siya gagamitin. Hindi. Sometimes your emergency fund is your, when do I decide that I want to take freedom into my own hands? Then that's when I can use it. And then that's when you're like, okay, pinag-ipunan ko to, so ibig sabihin, yung decision ko dapat logical. Hindi dahil emotional lang ako at baka nasa period lang ako. Ayun sa mga ganun situation. So there. So I hope that makes sense. And yeah,
it did.
I love talking about it because I've been there. I've been through all the highs and the lows, and I'm still going through both. Yeah.
Final question for you. Since this is a misconception podcast, what's a common misconception about you, Nick?
Oh, I like that question. Misconception about me. I wouldn't say the favorite one, but the most common one that people would say is that I'm high maintenance. But it's the complete opposite. As I mentioned, I mean, If whoever's listening to this or you've been talking to me, I'm the complete opposite, because even when it comes to like before I was dating or like with friends, with workmates, they think that sobrang social ako. But it's not. It's just like, it's probably because just how I project myself, because I'm just confident in the decisions I make. And I just make sure that I live comfortably enough, but not too much that I can't afford it. So that's what sucks sometimes. Parang kala nila high maintenance ako, maarte ako. Yeah, but like hopefully.
Pero hindi naman.
Yeah, hopefully naman nas nakilala mo ako that I'm not. And hopefully, you know, people listening to this podcast would realize that, you know, we're all going through it. Yeah, and in terms of like those misconceptions, yeah, I mean, it's hard kasi first impressions are difficult, but.
True.
At the end of the day, what you think you are living, kung alam mo naman sa sarili mo kung sino ka, then kind of doesn't matter.
Yeah. Well, just because we're close to the end of the hour or top of the hour, I just want to like, you know, give you the opportunity to promote your YouTube channel and also just invite everyone to watch your videos.
Okay, thanks so much, Mish. I think, as I mentioned, like with my YouTube channel, I think most of your questions I really have talked about in my YouTube channel. So it's kind of like an unconscious plug. But as I mentioned kanina, because I do my best, because I get a lot of comments about how do you survive, how do you enjoy, how doesn't it feel lonely, ganyan, the costs of it. So I talk about all of that on my YouTube channel, and also like making sure like in terms of your funds, your money mindset, you are mastering that. And also I am hosting a weekend workshop on it's a crash course on how to build your emergency six-figure emergency fund in your 20s. So I have a few slots left. So if any of your listeners are open to it, I would be happy and welcome them to it. So I could share with you like the sign up link if they're ready to join. But this one is just a very, very intimate weekend workshop. And I want it to be, it's emphasis on workshop, because I don't want it to be like just listening, chilling. No, I want you to do the work with me, so that afterwards you feel ready, like, okay, I am ready to make my own decisions and, you know, embrace that freedom. So yeah, I think that's about it. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Nick, for this episode. We discussed moving out. Next week, I'll discuss more about, you know, choosing about renting or buying a house or any factors that you need to consider in investing a house. So that's it for this episode of Misconception. Please do check Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Thank you so much.
That's it for today's episode of Misconceptions. If you enjoyed it, please share this online or with your friends. Don't forget to like our Facebook page, Misconceptions Podcast, and do follow us on Instagram at Misconceptions. See you in the next.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.